Carnation Currents. This is Amy Arrington, City Manager of the City of Carnation. Hope everybody is having a great day today. I thank you for taking some time to listen in. And what we want to do today is, with all our programs, we try to update the citizens on some of the things that are going on in town. And with the weather improving, we are getting into our high activity season. We have a wide variety of events that are going to be starting soon, and just want to make sure that everybody knows about them, or maybe I'm going to remind you about them so you can definitely take advantage of it. So I do have a list of things I was going to talk about, just the upcoming activities and events. And I want to start with a very exciting one that I know we all love. It's the Carnation Farmers Market. It is starting Tuesday, May 28th. And then it will run through October every Tuesday from 3 to 7. It is a fabulous event, very classic farmers market, in that you can get all kinds of great food, of course, as being a farmers market at the event. They have, you know, produce, fresh flowers, baked goods. Cook food. You can go there. There's several times when we've had council meetings on the same night, I have gone across the street to get something to eat before the meeting. And of course, they try to have entertainment and activities for the little kids. And it's really a great community event where everybody comes together. And if you don't know, it is located at Tolt Commons. That is the open area with the pavilion next to American Legion here in downtown Carnation. It's a great event and has all kinds of good treats. And I think everything you can imagine for dinner, you could probably get. So hope to see you at one of the future farmers market from 3 to 7 every Tuesday from May to October. We also, as you know, with Carnation being so beautiful and located here in the valley, we do have lots of bicyclists, and that will include several bicycle events. There is one on Memorial Day that will be runs from down Carnation Farm Road and on 203. And of course, the Flying Wheels Bicycle Club, that is the huge event that we've all seen for multiple years, and that will be happening on Saturday, June 1st. Now, one thing we'll mention, from what we've been told by the organizers, the Flying Wheels, the ridership has reduced, so that definitely will help congestion here in Carnation. But we'll be putting up signs, or the organization will be putting up signs soon, just to, as a reminder, because of course, we just want you to all be careful. Be aware of the bicyclists. There's quite a few. I think a couple thousand actually participate in the June 1st event. And of course, while they're spread out, there's still quite a few coming through town. So just, you know, keep your eye out, watch out for the bicyclists, and hopefully they have good weather that day. We also have some other regular events that are hosted by outside organizations. One I want to mention is the Snoqualmie Half Marathon. That's coming up on June 8th. It focuses more on Tolt McDonald Park and the Snoqualmie Trail. So if you're going out to any of those areas, know that there will be a half marathon going on that day. We also have another running event, Beat the Blurch. That is a couple months out. That's in August 3rd. I've never made it to this event, but it sounds so much fun. I think I may have to try to go this year. It's a fun walking, running event. They have a 5K, 10K, half, and full marathon. They have this interesting character, the Blurch, as they call it, Beat the Blurch. And apparently sometimes the Blurch goes out and chases you to try and help encourage you move a little bit quicker. So it sounds like a lot of fun. They have some really good rest stations for everybody along the on the way. In fact, I think I read on the website once they actually even have cake that's available for you. I guess if you need that sugar rush to keep you going, that's something to stop at. So hopefully either one of those, for those walkers and runners out there, hopefully you can take advantage of one of those events. Another exciting annual event that's coming up is June 22nd. It's our Carnation Block Party. Again, this is an event at Tolt Commons and ties in with Pete's Club. And it's a great event, very family friendly, has live music and different events for the kids. And I hear this year, I'm very excited that the Block Party is joining efforts with the Lee Art Foundation here in town in honor of Lee Grumman. And there'll actually probably be some artists there as well. So you'll really get a full cultural impact that day through the music and the art. So hopefully on June 22nd, you can join that fun day activity and come together with the rest of the community and just have a really good time. Another item for those that like music, we are so honored to actually host the Timber Music Festival. This has been going on for multiple years. It's July 11th through 13th, and it's going to be held at Tolt McDonald Park. So as you can see, it's a three-day family event that focuses on a music festival. If you pull up the website, just type in Timber Carnation Washington, and it will pop right up. There's a tremendous amount of musical guests that are coming. Looks like there's going to be on the Friday and Saturday three different stages or areas you can visit. I know they have some different activities, different educational opportunities to learn a little bit more about the outdoors. Unfortunately, for those of you that may want to stay at the park, it looks like most of the opportunities for camping are sold out. I think there were still a few. So hopefully if you want to just have a little staycation here in town and want to stay at the park so you can totally enjoy all the artists, you might want to get on the website right now and see if you can book your own little place. So, or I guess like me, you may just walk over because I know you can just buy the day passes and come and enjoy everything. So we're really excited to have that event as it brings a lot of visitors to town and also gives us something to enjoy as well. Another event I'd like to mention is we have a group that does laser tag for youth. It's a daily camp. So if you don't necessarily want to sign up for a block of time, you can definitely do that, but it is giving you some options. It happens 3 weeks, and it's here at Memorial Park, Valley Memorial Park in Carnation. And so you probably could just call City Hall or Google it if you're interested. But again, that's a program more for the youth. And of course, I want to save the best for the last, and we'll be talking more about this as we get closer. Our pride and joy, our big honor is the Carnation 4th of July celebration. For those of you that may be new or maybe have taken advantage of other opportunities in the area, I highly encourage you to join your fellow neighbors and many other visitors from outside the area to come take a part of this fantastic all-day celebration. We estimate anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 people come and be a part of this great celebration of our wonderful nation. Now, most of the activities are on July 4th, but it does kick off on July 3rd with a spaghetti dinner at the Senior Center. So July 3rd, mark your calendars. I know some of the cooks, and I know they do a fantastic job. So if you want a delicious plate of spaghetti, mark your calendars for July 3rd at 5 to 7 at the Senior Center, which is here behind City Hall. And just want to mention some of the all-day activities. So if maybe you can't do all of it, there's something you can definitely participate in. On July 4th, we kick off the day. Of course, you need to have your good, healthy breakfast. So the Tolt Congregational Church hosts a pancake breakfast, and that's at 8 a.m. It runs till 11 a.m. Of course, we have another running event. We want to keep active and healthy. We have the 5K Run for the pies. Now, I will tell you, unfortunately, not everybody gets a pie. I think you get a piece of pie, and then the winners actually get a full pie, but that's at 8:30 6:30 a.m. and you can go online and register for that. There's usually a really good turnout, so it's a lot of fun and it's a great course. And of course, the Senior Center does their delicious strawberry shortcake feast, which is wonderful. So they from 10 to 2 p.m. on July 4th, you can visit the Senior Center and get some wonderful, wonderful strawberry shortcake. And then very exciting is we have two parades. We have a kitty parade at 10:30 a.m., which is just so cute and wonderful. For anybody that has a youth that wants to participate, they can just go to the parking lot there, the IGA. No registration required. Just line up and let the kids start out, whether walking, being pulled in a cart or on a bike. They just start out and just have so much fun going down Toll Avenue. There's usually a crowd along the way cheering them on. It's really fantastic. So we hope that you can, if anybody wants to participate, please do. And then, of course, you definitely want to be at the Grand Parade. That is at 11 a.m. and it starts the parade route heads south. So it starts there at Morrison Avenue and 203 Toll Avenue and heads south heading down to IGA. I saw last year a lot of people went out the day before and put out their chairs to claim their spot, which I totally understand. I'm kind of a short person myself and didn't get my spot claimed too early, so I had to make sure I was looking around the crowd, but it was still a fantastic parade. I know there's going to be some great entries and some really entertaining spots that you'll want to see, so we definitely hope to see you at 11 at the Grand Parade. Now, the day doesn't stop there. There's a variety of activities that we have. There's some special entertainment immediately after the parade, including, let me see, it's the Seattle Chinese Community Girls Drill, I hope is coming. Usually the Estapa Horses and Mariachi Band participate. And we also last year had the West Coast Community Heat Dancers. So hopefully we'll have some of those groups or similar groups come back and join us. Of course, during the day, late in the afternoon, we have live music starting. There's a stage at Pete's, and there'll also be a stage at Tolt McDonald Park. The Tolt McDonald Park runs from 12:30 to 10 p.m. There's a car show here on Commercial Street that you can participate with some really great cars. And then, of course, we have a variety of kids' activities. Tolt McDonald Park has the beer garden. We also have a lot of fun with the Just Move It, the 3-on-3 basketball. That starts at 1 o'clock, and it's exciting. This is our 20th anniversary of hosting the 3-on-3 basketball, and it is a lot of fun. There's different categories of all ages, so if you've got a little bit of basketball skills, you might want to look into registering and being part of the group, and that takes place in Tolt McDonald Park as well. Now, I want to make sure you mention, for those of you that like shopping, we also have the Vendor Village, which is on Bird Street near Tolt Commons. There's a lot of great vendors of different, there's food, there's drinks, and just different vendors, different options for shopping. So definitely take advantage and do that as well. Dodgeball tournament, I believe, is still hosting. That could be a lot of fun. And then, of course, we end the night at dusk with a fantastic fireworks display. That's usually about 10:15 p.m. It's still a little daylight at 9 o'clock, so that might be a little bit early, but it is well worth the wait. Group, we all line up there at Tolt McDonald Park in the field, and we watch the entertainment as they close out. Then you just turn your eyes to the sky and enjoy the fantastic show. So we hope you join us for that event. It's definitely worth going to. It's fantastic, so please make your plans. If you have plans, I really highly encourage you to change them, because you don't really want to miss the 4th of July here in Carnation. And while one thing that I'll mention too, talk about the 4th of July, we will be sending out a flyer in your water bill. It just talks about because we have so many visitors, we need to talk about the detour route, because to accommodate the parade and some of the things going on, Toll Avenue is closed for a period of time to make sure everybody is safe. So you'll see a flyer in your bill just talking a little bit about it and asking you to be patient and understanding, and just really take the time to slow down and enjoy this wonderful holiday and day with your family. So look out for that in your water bill. So those are some of the exciting things that are coming up in Carnation, and we're really happy to have those events. That just really not only brings people to town, but gives us, you know, something all to do, you know, just to really get out and enjoy the beauty and nature here in Carnation. So I hope you get to enjoy some of those events. And if you do, let us know more about it. So I appreciate that. Now we're going to take a small break, but we'll be back shortly here on Carnation Currents.
Have you ever wanted to work in radio but weren't sure how to get started? Or maybe you're someone looking to take on some community-focused volunteer work. Either way, have we got a deal for you? Valley 104.9 is 100% volunteer-staffed and operated, and we're always looking for new volunteers. In addition to on-air hosts and specialty programmers, we're looking for people interested in broadcast engineering, local events reporting, or fundraising. As an example, we want to do more live broadcasts of local music, but we need more folks to help make it happen. If you'd like to help, please go to www.valley1049.org, click on the volunteering link, and complete the short web form. Come join us!
Remember to take the journey on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. to midnight with Musical Star Streams, hosted by Forrest. Each week brings a new two-hour episode of Exotic Electronica. It follows Radio Masterpieces, which airs at 9 p.m. on Valley 104.9, your community station. And thanks for listening to Valley 104.9.
Welcome back to Carnation Currents. This is Amy Arrington, and just wanted to take a little bit of time as before we close out the program today to do two announcements that I think are going to be items that you'll be interested in. The first one is, in case you haven't heard, the Snoqualmie Valley Transit. That is the group that you see the shuttles that come into Carnation and stop here at Bird and 203 or Toll Avenue. They do a service up and down through the valley, so you can get from North Bend to Duval, no problem. And I think they've started a new service from Duval to Monroe if anybody needs it. But they have offered a ride fee free program this summer, starting June 1st to August 31st, for the youth of our community, ages 10 to 18. And what it is anybody within that age group this summer, if they want to ride the bus anywhere the SVT normally goes, there's no cost. They could get on the bus and ride down to the outlet stores. They can ride up to Duval at no cost. And that's just something really exciting, a program they wanted to offer to help out parents and youth for the summer months. So if you're interested or want to know more about it, definitely visit the Snoqualmie Valley Transit website, and that's svtbus.org. And on there, there's probably some contact information. You can give them a call, but that's just something that's really exciting, and we wanted to mention it to everyone. The other exciting announcement I wanted to make, just so you can mark it on your calendar and keep kind of save the date, is we are planning a emergency drill for the community. In case anybody doesn't know, we do have a potential hazard because we are downstream from the Tolt Dam. If there was ever a breach, and it's not likely, but it is probable, but if there ever was a breach, we would have a serious amount of water coming down the Tolt River heading to Carnation. And with the velocity and amount of water, we would want residents to get to higher ground just to be safe until the water passes through. So we have an evacuation hill to the east of town. There is a hill, and we have two routes. One is a small trail that you can access from 50th Street. The other one is going up Tolt Highlands Road. And so what we're planning Saturday, September 28th, is basically it's an education opportunity. We're going to start the day with doing a small get-together, just to talk about the Tolt Dam itself, the risk that are possible, and then also what you need to do to be prepared and get to safety. So we're starting it's going to all be in the morning. We're going to start off the day with that talk. Then we're going to have a small break, and then we're going to set off the alarm or set the time. And what we want to do is have all our residents walk up one of those trails to get to the top of the hill. So that's something that's real exciting and I think is very important, because while you may know about it, we just want you to think about walking that path. If there really was an emergency, maybe think about what is very important, and are there any challenges? You know, if your children, you might want to think about bringing your animals, because I know wherever in that situation, I'm bringing my dog. So I totally understand. So we just want it to be just a fun day, but also very educational. Now, we know that may not be the top thing on your list. So what we're working on is we are going to be establishing a great activity at the top of the hill. Basically, we're trying to create a fun little emergency fair with a little bit of a party flavor to it. So that way, you know, we want to encourage you to really participate in all aspects of this. So we see it starting approximately 9 o'clock on Saturday, September 28th, and probably noon one, we'll be wrapping up, but there'll be a break, and the schedule's a little bit flexible because we know you have other commitments. But we really want to encourage all residents of Carnation to participate in this event. So I just wanted to mention it and have you put it on your calendar. We're still working on some of the details, so how I explained it might be tweaked a little bit, but I think it's going to be a great event and looking forward to seeing everybody there. And in addition to some different vendors at the top of the hill, we'll definitely have some food as well. And of course, we are working on designing a t-shirt, and that's something that I want to mention as well. We are going to be asking for public input on the t-shirt. We are going to be probably announcing about June 1st the t-shirt contest, that we're looking for somebody very creative to help us design something that we'll put on the t-shirt and on our promotional materials to really get the word out. And also, we're interested in possibly good taglines. If Tolt Dam Walk, what were some of the other ones? You know, oh, there were some good ones. I'm totally drawing a blank, but we're going to put them down just to get the creative juices flowing. So we want you to participate in the event. And for those creative artistic types, we'd love for you to start thinking about it and maybe submit a design for the t-shirt. So just two exciting things that we wanted to mention that are really a great benefit for the community. So I appreciate you tuning into Carnation Currents today. And of course, always, if you have any questions or any suggestion for future radio shows, we'd love to hear them. So we thank you again, and keep listening to Carnation Currents, and keep listening to Valley 104.9.
If you want the most eclectic and interesting music in the Valley, tune into The Jammies with Morgan Henley, Friday evenings from 7 to 9 on Valley 104.9.